Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. This song is for the children and their dreams. You can be a lawyer, doctor, and even a president. All you got to do is believe.
Channel, a gumbo for the soul, international family brand. We are proudly co-sponsored by Daisy, the queen of diamonds brown, and she's going to join in here with me and help me hold it down so that we can bring you Bloodstone while we wait for Marshall Thompson. And you know, he's a man of many hats. He is the last man standing of the Shy Life and the godfather of vocal groups. He is rehearsing because guess what? After 59 years in show business, effective January 1st, 2018, the Shy Life are still performing, and you can catch their tour dates on their website, www.chi-lites.info. So now, Daisy, Queen of Diamonds Brown, are you with me to help me hold it down?
I'm here with my brothers and my sisters. Hello. I'm here.
All right. All right. All right. Well, I want you to do the honors of introducing our guests, and they are going to go around the room and introduce themselves. So, Daisy, take the mic.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say happy New Year to you guys. It's the first time we've spoken this year, and I'm truly honored and very, very happy to be one of the first persons to greet you all this year. And to our audience, welcome Bloodstone, friends of many years of the Shy Lites. Welcome to our show.
Thank you. All right.
Yes, on the mic we
and
have
Happy New Year to you all.
Thank you so much.
Good hair.
So
okay,
tell
my
us
name
who you are.
My name is Harry Williams.
And my name is Charles McCormick.
Harry.
Yes.
You said Harry Williams and who?
This is Charles
Keep
McCormick
going.
Of Bloodstone.
Hello.
And I'm Donald Brown.
Hello.
We're here. You're not hearing us?
All right. Charles, Donald, and Harry.
Harry.
Yes.
Harry.
Charles, Donald, and Harry. It is an honor.
That's me.
It's an honor to meet you, gentlemen. This is Beverly, and it is an honor. I want to thank Daisy for making this happen. I want to thank Queen. Did you say her name was Karen for
Karen,
making this
yeah.
happen?
Right.
And we just honor you and all of your music that you have given us through the years. Daisy knows I always tell her I got that on 45. So we're going to listen to some Bloodstone, the ones that I have on 45, but we're going for the long play today. So let me let our listeners know a little bit about you in case they were born yesterday, and then we want you all to take it up from there. So Bloodstone, as it appears on Wikipedia, was formed in 1962 in Kansas City, Missouri. The group was a high school doo-wop group called the Sincere's. In 67 through 68, they were backed by and toured with a large Kansas City horn band known as the Smokin' Emeralds and performed their version of a Motown-style review, which drew large crowds at a venue called The Place in the West Point District of KC. By 1971, the band consisted of Melvin Webb, on the drums, Roger Durham on percussion, Charles Love on guitar and vocals, born Charles D. Love Jr., and he is no longer with us, it appears, April 1845 in Salinas, and he went on in March 6, 2014, Kansas City, Missouri. Charles McCormick on bass, Harry Williams on percussion, and Willis Drayton on guitar. After learning to play their respective musical instruments, they moved to Los Angeles, California, and someone correct Wikipedia if they are wrong, but take us on the journey to Bloodstone. Who's up on the mic first?
Well, I'll be on the mic, and my name is Harry. and like you were saying, dear, we left Kansas City, and we went on to L.A., Los Angeles, California, and we left California, and we went to London, England, where we recorded
over
there.
Don't leave Los Angeles yet. you done caught too many planes in a split second. So you went to Los Angeles.
But now that's the way we be moving.
When you first touched down in Los Angeles, now you're from Kansas City.
Okay,
so did you have a little Midwest accent, and did we talk funny in the on the West to you, and just what was your impression of Los Angeles?
Well, I tell you, dear, well, for me, this is Harry again now. I was told that, you know, they was wearing the miniskirts out there, okay? So now where I was at with it, you know, Kansas City, you know, it's a little country city, but again, it's very cool. But when I got to L.A., you know, and I got off the plane and I went outside the terminal there and I looked around and all I could see was pretty women. So that just, you know, really knocked me out there. And so I fell in love the first minute I landed.
Oh,
so you was like Kansas who? He was Kansas City who?
I'm telling you now. I mean, I had a good time. I didn't want to leave the airport.
Well, now let okay, so now you're in L.A. Okay, so now you pinned that, Harry. Let's let someone else jump in and give us your version. Who's next?
Well, this is Charles McCormick. And I was lucky and blessed enough to have a brother that lived out here already. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of Larry McCormick, but he was in the entertainment business. He was in radio, television. And he's the one that called and said, look, you guys, sound good, because he had heard us before. And he was on radio with a couple of other guys that had heard us as well. So when we got out here, they gave us some opportunities to do things. And it went well for us. It really did.
Wonderful. And what was your first impression as soon as you stepped out of that terminal?
Unlike Harry, I was flabbergasted. I said, boy, look at here, look at here, look at here.
Party,
like Harry said, you know, Kansas City is a little slower than L.A. You know, L.A. is moving 200, 300 miles an hour. Kansas City, we're still at 45, you know.
Uh-huh.
But when we got out here and saw what was going on, we really liked it. We fell in love with it, so we decided that this is where we wanted to be.
Uh-huh.
All right. Okay, so we've heard from Harry and Charles, and who else do we have? Who do we have up next?
Donald. You have Donald Brown here. What do you need to know?
I need to know. Well, wait a minute. First of all, before we go any further,
let's get
hold
it straight.
That thought. Hold that thought, because we have embarked upon Marshall Thompson.
This legendary supergroup formed in the late 50s as two separate groups, the Chanteurs and the Desideros, joined forces in the early 60s to become Marshall and the Highlights. In 1964, they changed their name in tribute to their hometown, Chicago, and became the Shylights. The hits started coming in 1971 and 1972 with Have You Seen Her and Old Girl, each selling over 1 million copies. In 2000, they were inducted into the Rhythm and Blues Foundation. In 2005, the Vocal Group Hall of Fame. And in 2013, the R&B Music Hall of Fame. Their music has been heard around the world, as well as movies. In 1996, they appeared in Original Gangsters, Only the Strong Survive in 2002, and recently, the movie trailer for the Disney picture Finding Dory. They continue to wow audiences worldwide.
Ladies and gentlemen, live on Soul School Music, Marshall Thompson. What's happening? Godfather Bloodstone is in your house.
Hey, you got the right group tonight there. You got Bloodstone in there. My guys there, buddy. Sorry I'm a little late there. I'm at rehearsal right now. We're getting ready to come to Kansas City with them Bloodstone. We'll see them next month on the 24th. We'll be right at the Harris Casino up there to see my guys. I know they probably, if they're in town, they're going to come see me. So they're my guys. Let's have fun. Let's have fun a little while, and I'm getting on back to rehearsal.
Say hello to Marshall Thompson, guys.
Hey, Marshall. It's good to hear you, man.
Hey, good. You know, it's always a pleasure to hear you all. How you doing?
Hey, we're
good,
doing,
man. We're blessed.
We're doing fine, brother. Happy New Year's to you.
Bro, I hear that
Merry
voice,
Christmas.
Boy. Look at it. Boy, you know you got Bloodstone when you hear that voice there, boy.
Your girl Daisy.
Them Bloodstone.
Your girl Daisy
so
and
fire,
Karen.
Nobody want to be on the show with them no more.
Well, we're going to take it.
Right.
Yeah, Daisy and Karen there.
Right on. How you all doing?
What's
up, boy? Right on. Right on. Now, what kind of conversation you all were having before I cut in on y'all super conversation? And where we at?
Hey, they were just touching down out of Kansas City to Los Angeles, telling us how they were impressed about it. So go ahead and pick up from where you left off, gentlemen. But Marshall Thompson, you cut in at any time. What would you like to know about Bloodstone, something that you don't already know?
Well, all I know is one thing. When I first met Bloodstone, that's been many, many, many moons ago. You know, when they used to wear them white tennis shoes, they had that old London label. Making that money, I used to wait for them to be on the show with it, and I hope they was dropping some money out their pants when they get on stage. London Records gave them all that money, you know. So all I know is they're doing a great job, and those guys right now, don't nobody want to be on the show with them because he gets the lead singer gets this, you're doing his thing. And it's good morning, good evening, and good night. Ain't nobody else got anything. That's all I
wow,
know.
Wow, wow. Wow.
Will
somebody tell us when one of the Bloodstone members tell us your first impression about the Shy Lights? When did you first hear about the Shy Lights? Where was that?
The one that pops out to mind, this is Donald Brown, that pops out to mind for me is we were in Atlantic City. We did a show with Marshall, and I think Eugene had come back with him for a minute to do a little TV special. And I was just so impressed because I grew up on you, Marshall. I grew up listening to your music and loving you.
Yeah.
I've always been a big fan of the Shy Lights. You know,
right.
We consider y'all as home team. But see, Chicago and Kansas City
and we
ain't
are.
Too far apart. Yeah, yeah. We
better
be that home team anytime we see y'all. We on that East Coast, we
you
on that West
believe.
Coast, and the homies come in. They say, "Here come the home team." You know, Marshall come in. You know, it's getting ready to be a good time. Marshall spoke
right
to
on.
Us about how we try to shut things down. It ain't really shutting it down, Marshall. It's just bringing our A game every time we step out there because we
That's
want
right.
this old school music to just keep on living, and we have a
right.
have a responsibility
That's
to give
right.
the fans a good show. To give them a good
That's
show.
Right.
So we just bringing our A game every time we come with it, baby. That's all. That's all it is.
You come with them,
yeah.
You come with them hits like everybody. I just found me a guy, just hired yesterday, and I've been looking for a guy
mm-hmm.
to do it. He sounds exactly like Eugene Record with my group. And that,
wow.
and that knocked
wow.
me
is
out.
Is that right?
You know, been,
oh, wow.
He looked just, he sounded just like Eugene. When you hear him, you're going to say, is Gene back with the group? We know Gene is the brother. But he sounds just like Eugene, man. I say, where have you? So I fired everybody else in the group. Now I got this guy. And I hired two more guys today. I don't need nobody else on stage. I got my lead singer.
Eat a crack
of y'all go on. Taking my money. I was stealing my money. Tell my truth to sing.
That's
well,
my
you
brother.
Too much,
That's my brother.
Did you tell him to turn
yeah.
their brims in? Turn your brims in. Y'all gone back to the house.
And your shoes.
Yeah.
Well, now let me ask you something. When is the last time you saw each other?
We did the show together in Philadelphia. That was a great show. I mean,
right.
we always get to see each other.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait to get to Kansas City on the 24th of February. We're at home, and they're doing those shows. I'll see them again.
Okay. All right, well, I want to have I want a ticket from both of y'all. Put me on the guest list.
Well,
put me on the guest list.
Go ahead, Marshall
Thompson. What were you saying, Godfather?
I just wanted to remind them we're talking right now, but there's a whole lot of people listening to you, buddy. Right now on this radio, we got a great audience, and I'm really impressed.
Well, that's great,
you got a lot of folks listening.
Right on.
And I'm happy for you all, man. I'm happy for you all coming on the show and to being. We have a great show. We didn't have some of the best entertainers in the world on our show. Little Anthony and Peter.
Yeah. Well, again, this is Harry, man. I would like to thank you, you know, for having us on the show, buddy.
Well, we appreciate that. We appreciate you too.
Yeah.
And when they told me Bloodstone was coming on the show, first thing I say, bring them on. I don't let no phony groups on no show. They can be. Don't even call me. Don't even call me. Tell me
you attribute
what? You attribute what? You ain't tripping nothing with me. You ain't tripping nothing.
Yeah.
If you didn't sing on them records, you ain't got one person singing on them records in your group. You ain't no group. So this you. I can get somebody out in the alley to come up and sing my song now. You gotta have somebody.
You are too
much. You got to have at least one original member in that group to do anything.
That's right.
He's telling the truth, too. Huh.
Yeah.
Lectures, yeah. I tell
hey,
you.
Hey, Marshall, you know, we got enough with that fake news. We don't need no fake groups, huh?
You better
believe
it. We already got fake groups. Let me tell you all something. I did a show. I didn't do a show, but I went to one of the things to see the group. And I ain't gonna tell you the name of the group out there, but they apostles, you know. And he came over there. Hey man, could we take a picture with you? I said, who are you? Well, I say I don't take pictures like that. I know the real people. Why would I take a picture with you? I'm the Godfather of both
groups.
I'll take a picture with you, and they see me standing up there with you, and they erase my name from the Godfather. You ain't no Godfather.
He'll lose his player card. You'll lose your play. You ain't losing your player card for nobody.
You better believe it. But I tell you what, you get back to the day show, and you all carry on. Have a good thing. I got to get in there to rehearsal with the new guy. We only had him 2 days. This guy's been with me two days, and he's singing better than the guys have been with me for 4 years.
All right. Very good to hear from you.
I told all of them, y'all owe me money. Give me my money back. The rest of y'all. See y'all later, man. Y'all have fun. Beverly, love you all, and y'all carry on. Okay.
Love you too. Karen's there. Hi, Karen.
Hey, baby. How are you?
Right on. See you later.
All right. God bless you, Godfather.
All right.
Thank you. Live on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, ladies and gentlemen, we are enjoying a conversation with Bloodstone. We're going to pick up where we left off with the roundtable introduction. So, again, who was that was going after Charles? That was who was that? I'm sorry. DB,
Brown. Yeah, we're here. We got all these colors on the phone. We got black and brown on the phone, right?
You better believe it.
And another brown.
All right.
Brown. Hello, I'm a brown.
Yeah, that's cousin. That's cousin.
Oh, we got two good browns.
Y'all
are too much.
Yeah.
Well, now, go ahead, DB, tell us. And that's two DBs, by the way. I'm through with y'all. Okay, Mr. Brown, tell us about when you touched down in Los Angeles. Follow the lead the gentleman set forth. What was your impression?
I'm gonna follow Charles's lead, but I need to get something straight. You said you wanted it straight.
I'm the newest member of them. Charles and Harry are original members. Drafting passed, I came on board. And but the weird thing about it is that we're all from Kansas City. So the history was our history, even though I wasn't with the group back then. But I had a brother that lived in Los Angeles, and he had a singing group. They were called the Fabulous Fidels, and they were wreaking havoc in California. And Charles and Harry and Charles and Willis and all of the guys landed in Kansas City. My brother called me and told me, says, man, there's some boys out here from Kansas City. I don't want no parts of them. These cats are wreaking havoc. And, they're doing the local thing just around Los Angeles. So the word got back to me, even though I wasn't with the group, what they were doing out there in Los Angeles. On that local circuit, playing a lot of the local stuff, the cover tunes and things like that. But, yeah, my brother told me, says, I know them very well. When I finally got with the group, he told me, say, yeah, I know them. And they know who he is, too. So he's posted up in Reno. Their group is no longer existent. But it's just that kind of impression that Bloodstone made when they hit the ground in Los Angeles. And that was before they went over to London, England. So it was an impression made. Whether they know this or not, I don't think I've ever told them this story. But, yeah, that's the way I heard about Bloodstone in Los Angeles.
All right.
First-hand
and
account.
It's crazy how you're interwoven in the history, and from the same area and everything, from the same town. So that's phenomenal. Okay, up next, who do we have?
That's it. That was Harry, Charles,
next
and Donald.
Next question.
Okay. Next question.
Excited.
Okay.
She's excited.
I hear four voices. Okay. So you're all together. You get to Los Angeles. Everyone's impressed. You're blown over because now you're in the big city. You leave the small town and you get to the big city. Did you play any sets in Los Angeles before going to London? Because we know that you're going, you jumped over out of town. So tell us about the Los Angeles scene. Did you play with anyone? Did you hook up with any of the music producers? Did you get signed in LA and then leave the country? Someone take the lead with that.
Yeah.
Well, this is Harry. I can remember, I don't know if you guys remember, was the Watts 103rd Street Rhythm Band.
Oh, yes, sir.
Come on now.
So we hooked up with
Let me ask you something. Wouldn't that be Charles Wright and the Watts 103rd Street Rhythm Band?
That's who we're talking about.
All right, now you got to put the Charles Wright on there. Don't make me call him.
Well, you didn't let me call
him. But go ahead, big up Charles Wright. He's been on the show.
We hooked up with those brothers, and James Getson, which was their drummer, and Gabe Flemings, which was the trumpet player, and Mac, what was the guitar player's name? I can't think of his name. But anyway, we hooked up with those guys, man, and we had, we had big fun because we played at a place there in on Hollywood and Vine, the name of the club there called the Haunted House.
One of the most popular clubs in LA at the time.
Yeah. So we played there, man, and those was the first guys that we met, there in California.
As a matter of fact, that is the club where Charles Wright came up with Have Mercy. That's where they for their first big hit. He started doing it in that club called the Haunted House, and it became a number one hit. It sure did.
Yeah,
and how we met them is Harry Larry Durham, who is Roger Durham's brother, who was in the group when we first came out here. He's the one when we got in town. He said, "Man, I want y'all to meet these guys because they really think y'all can really sing." Because they had come down to the club and heard us sing, and that's when we met Charles Wright and the Watts 103rd Street Rhythm Band, and we've been friends ever since.
Yes, wow, that is amazing. And you know, Mr. Wright, he has quite a story. He actually appeared on our show a few years ago when we actually did the hosting for Everybody is a Star with Patrice Chocolate Banks from Graham Central Station. And
right,
Mr. Wright came on our show. Mm-hmm. He came on our show early on, but he also has an amazing book out, and his story from, you know, sharecropping and, you know, the history of the older legends is phenomenal. So
right,
he has a very intriguing story for anyone that is interested in knowing about Mr. Charles Wright before 103rd Street Rhythm Band. So you hooked up with the funkiest band in L.A., basically. So now fast forward from there.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us the story. Bridge us to London when you get signed and you start traveling.
One of the things that happened is after meeting Charles Wright and a few other people, we met these two guys that came down to the club and said they wanted to manage us. And that's the reason that we went to London first, because they said, well, you know what, fellas, you probably have a better chance if you go to London and get a record deal than come back. And we listened to them and kind of fell in line. We said, okay, we're going to try it and see what happened. We went to London, and we met up with Al Green over there. He had just signed with, what was the name of the label, Harry?
It was High Records.
High Records. No. He had just signed with High Records. And
mm-hmm.
and he opened up the show. They had a show for him, and they needed to open an act for his show. So mm-hmm. happened that we were lucky enough to open the show for him, for Al Green. And you would not believe the song that we sang that got us the record deal. Take a guess.
Tell me.
Natural.
Okay, I'm going to tell you. No, it wasn't natural.
No, what?
We got on the stage because we were in love with Sly and the Family Stone. We got up on the stage and started doing Higher. Want to take you high. The people went crazy. I mean, you would have thought we wrote the song. And when we got through, the people from London Records came up and said, we got to sign you guys. They signed us,
uh-huh.
We went in the studio, recorded Natural High, and like they say, the rest is history.
Uh-huh.
How would we have guessed that song? That is just phenomenal.
Oh, yes, it was.
Dead high. It was close.
It was close to Natural High.
Wow. And what's also phenomenal is that you all came into music by way of the funk. I mean, this is pure funk that you're talking about. And consider Love Stone, you know, the crooners of R&B, you know, love, romantic music. But you came through the veins of funk. That is amazing.
Once again, it was at that very club that we're talking about now. We saw a group called Pat and Lolly Vega down the street on Sunset. Harry said, "Man, did you hear those guys?" We said, "Yeah, they were so funky. We could not believe it." And these guys were Indian and all different nationalities, but they got up there and started singing real funk, and me and Harry and Charles and everybody just fell in love with it.
Mm-hmm.
What was the name of that song we did?
Wow.
I can't think of the name of the song we did, but we sang this song, and Pat and Lolly Vega fell in love with it.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, now these guys are funky, and they saying we funky, and we think that they're the funkiest group we'd ever seen. It was so funny. It really was.
Wow. Funk
means
funk.
You know, we had plenty of fun in California, and not only that, we met a lot of important people
out there,
you know, and we made a lot of friends and what have you, you know. So that's where it was with that situation, you know, because we went out there, you know, we was country boys. But again, we set the city on fire. I mean, we really, really did. We set the city on fire because we pulled the phone out the wall and left a note. Okay,
Did y'all hear what Daisy said over there?
It's still burning.
It's still burning. Oh, okay.
That's crazy.
So we let a fire and it's still burning.
California is still on fire. She just going to go there. Crazy self. That's why we have Daisy Brown co-producing over here holding it down with us. Now, you met a lot of people. Let me throw some names out. I'm going to ask you, have you ever met Sly Stone?
Oh, yeah, we sang with him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Did you run with Sly Stone in San Francisco?
No, ma'am. He's a little bit too fast for the kids, you know.
Especially when we first got out here. He was doing 500 miles an hour.
Woo!
We were doing 2.
I was wondering. Sly Stone used to run.
We could run with him.
Okay. I was wondering.
Beverly.
Well, let me finish this. Let me finish this, Daisy, because this relates to Sly Stone. The reason why I asked about San Francisco was because he used to be friends with my family, and if you, you know, ran with him in San Francisco, then I would have asked you about some of the names of my family. We had Lenny Williams on the show, and when I asked him about
us,
my
family. Yeah.
Yeah, but when I asked him about my family members, oh, my goodness, it was like, of course, he knew, you know, some of the same people that my cousin Ronnie Allen, he and Sly Stone were friends. And Sly Stone had a dog. It was only 3 dogs like this in the United States. It was called an Abouvier poodle. Beautiful, tall, big as tall as a Danes. What do they call those?
Great Danes. Yeah.
Great Danes. It looked like a furry Great Dane, and it was only 3 in the United States. But big up to Sly Stone and the Funk. Now Daisy is going to take over the mic. I just wanted to ask you about the San Francisco area where I'm from, and then we're going to bridge the gap into your going over international. Go ahead, Daisy.
I just had one quick question. You were saying that when you all went to California, the speed limit, and you all were traveling at 45, what speed did you all get up to?
That's a good one. I like it. We got up to the speed limit and stopped right there. We got up to 65 and stopped.
Lord
have mercy.
But, you know, you can always throw another 9 on there and be safe, so.
All right.
So you're good.
You are too much, lady.
We stayed under the speed limit. We didn't want to get no ticket, you know.
Okay. I'm just checking.
Yeah.
She is too much. Okay. Now, bridge the gap for us. I thought they would have said from 45 to 78, play on the record, sizes right. But now, bridge the gap for us to when you started traveling international. When did you feel like you had made it, if that's not the moment? Because now you know you're in California, you set, you know, LA ablaze, you met a lot of people. Who are some of the people before you leave California? Who are some of the people that you've met, and then bridge the gap to the UK?
Well, this is Harry again. I know I'm talking too much. But
I knew we had
made it when we stayed in one of the Beatles' cottages.
Ooh.
You know, the first house that we got over there in London, it was one of the homes that the Beatles stayed in.
When they were coming up, that's right.
Yeah, when they were coming up, and we stayed a block from Abbey Road, and Abbey Road was the studio. Their studio is on Abbey Road. Yeah.
Come on, you know
so
the famous picture.
So we stayed in their house, and right around the corner from, what was that, EMI Studio?
EMI,
I think that was Yeah, that was their studio. So we stayed one block from their studio.
Okay.
Right off
wow.
of Abbey Road.
Wow.
And the thing about it was we didn't know how popular that was. So when we stand there, people would come by and they would just be looking, you know, and cab drivers would when we came home from the club, because everything you do over in London, you can get a cab and go anywhere. And they would say, well, where do you live? We said, we live on one what was the address, right? One Cotton Village. And they said, Cotton Village? That's the Beatles place. I said, oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I don't know if that's the right address, but that's whenever we tell them the address, they knew exactly where it was.
Uh-huh.
Some of the cab drivers would tell us some of the experiences that they had with the Beatles when they were living
mm-hmm.
there, and
mm-hmm.
we just it was just beautiful. It really was.
Yeah, so
wow.
we stayed right there in the neighborhood.
Stayed right there in the neighborhood.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That is absolutely amazing. Such a historic.
Mm-hmm.
area, and then
yeah.
you know, we all have seen the very historical picture of the Beatles walking across the street on Abbey
walking
Road
across the street.
And
uh-huh.
yeah, that
yeah.
is a beautiful picture.
Abbey
I
Road,
love that
yeah.
picture.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
yeah, that was Abbey Road.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
All
right. right, so that's
well,
when you knew you had it made. Go ahead, Queen.
Do you guys have a book coming out anytime soon? Are you all writing a book? You should. We need one.
Oh, man.
Oh,
wow.
yeah.
You know, Donald Brown talks about that all the time. He said, man, you guys ought to write a book.
Yes, you need it.
No,
I mean,
let's get
seriously.
It right. I don't talk about no book. I talk about a movie deal.
Movie, yeah, you talk about a movie deal. That's right.
I'd like to see
whatever.
A movie deal because you guys just don't understand the stories that you're getting right now. I get those every time I'm out there on the road with them, and I'm hearing them, and I'm getting them straight from the horse's mouth. I'm getting stories from people like Marshall. I'm getting stories from people like the Dales, Johnny and Marshall, just straight from the horse's mouth before these guys passed on. And
exactly.
I feel so blessed to be in a position to be able to get this straight from the source. And the music never dies. The hits never die. But this needed to be documented in some kind of way. So, Chicago, if you're listening, the movie producers, you better get with us, boy, because we got some stories, and they need to be heard. They need to be heard. So that's where I'm at with it. The book is cool. Don't get me wrong. I ain't knocking the
yeah.
book. But I'm just saying it's a bigger picture here to this thing because there's so many groups like Bloodstone and the Shylights and some of the others that are still out there, and those stories need to be told. You got to go with your history.
There are a lot of documentaries that people are trying to put together, and for some strange reason, it just seems like they can't seem to do that, you know. Unsung
mm-hmm.
started some things, but they dealt strictly with a group at a time. But like
mm-hmm.
you say, it's so much history, and it's great
mm-hmm.
when a group can talk about what happened to them, what they, how they experienced
the
it,
real
who
stories,
was the,
right.
part of their life, and who helped them, who turned their back on them, who were the backstabbers, you know, who were the supporters. It's really, and then to have a longevity for as long as you guys have and been blessed by God, see, that's the thing.
It is.
That's the real
show,
thing right there, being blessed by
right.
God.
Yes, and see,
yeah.
he has definitely had to have been a part of what you all are doing because it's nowhere in the world you could have sustained as long as you have. And the story needs to be told. If it's no more than to than a book, I don't care how it's told.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be told.
You're right.
Well,
may I
just
see,
I'd offer...
like to see Marshall at the Golden Globes. Huh?
I'm sorry.
Let me see Eddie LaVert him at the Golden Globes. Let me see Harry Williams and Charles McCormick at the Golden Globes, you know?
Amen to that.
Man.
Amen to that. Well, and, you know, be told, Daisy is right. This is one of the pivotal reasons why we have Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson right here live on Tribe Family Channel is because we want to chronicle the Soul School artists, singers, musicians,
right.
those that have been in the game, those that paved the way. Like Marshall Thompson said, we do not have like he would say, Amos and Andy. I'm going to tell you what he said. He does not have Amos and Andy on his show. And that is something that we, Daisy and I, as the co-hosts and producers, adhere to. And so we thank you, Bloodstone, for being here. I am a publisher, and we do have connections with movie producers. Daisy has a plethora of people in her Rolodex. My Rolodex is open to her. We're connected with people that created Deaf Poetry Jam. We're connected with people that have movies in their repertoire, like Evers' Sons, people that have Lawrence Fishburne in their cachet, Daisy, you know who I'm talking about. So we'll definitely connect in on that tip because it is very important. And to that end, Daisy and I have started an imprint entitled Inked from the Soul. And we have barely started highlighting some of the soul groups. We're just now touching on what our lineup would be. So I think a book is a calling card to a movie because you give them snapshots of the journey, and then you're here to fill in the blanks. That's the fastest way to get it out there because a lot of people want to turn that book into a movie. And so sometimes you focus
Let me say one thing when you finish. I have to say one thing when you finish.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to say one thing.
I can be done now. Go ahead.
Okay, well,
he said, hold up. That's not like stop right now.
No. I'm gonna see you play the hits for you. Bloodstone do have a movie out. Okay. We made a movie in 1976. And the title track of it was Train Ride to Hollywood. Okay.
Full length movie.
Yeah, full length movie. Yes, ma'am. And you still can buy this movie.
Now, let me ask you this, though. Is this a home movie?
Yes, ma'am.
Is this a film that you guys made?
Yes,
you
ma'am.
Do. You had.
Yes,
what?
No,
that is phenomenal.
No,
so you have the footage. You have the footage.
Yeah.
You're telling us, our listeners, that you have the footage from when you all made your journey from Kansas City to Los Angeles. You have raw film.
Train Ride to Hollywood.
That's wonderful.
Train Ride to Hollywood was
Google
the name
it.
Of it. Yeah.
Look
it.
At the 40-year system, though. You're talking about 40 years since then. You've got 40 whole years since then. Four generations.
Wow. Yes.
Still,
this is definitely
strong. God is blessing
you. It's still
guys.
Going strong. And you know
yes,
what?
Ma'am.
Just to have spoken it out there that you have the aspirations to see yourselves on that screen to tell the story,
yes,
we definitely believe wholeheartedly that it is going to happen. Now, let's get into the music. Okay, so tell us the inspiration behind your hits, Natural High, Never Let You Go, Outside Woman, We Go a Long Way Back. You know, just go through all of them.
We just wrote them all. Bloodstone wrote all of them. Bloodstone wrote them all. Everyone that you call out, we wrote it. We sang.
Okay, now we're talking about Soul School Business now. So you own the catalog.
Yes,
Bloodstone
ma'am.
Owns their catalog.
Every day
I knew y'all
of
was
your
gangster.
Life.
I knew y'all was gangster. I knew those suits and hats wasn't no joke, baby.
They pulled poor Karen right in there, right along with them, my girl.
Sister Karen, are you still on the line, Queen?
I'm still here.
Oh, you have got to step on in here. Oh, you are quiet. She let us just roll it on out. Now she's gonna
roll
come
it
in
on
here.
Out. This cigar is like, I'm just in the back listening.
You in the back with some sense.
I'm
we
in the back
already
with
act
you.
A fool. So
down.
Now you can come on in here with some dignity and help us here. Tell us your bloodstone story.
It.
I want to hear from you now.
Okay. Where do you
yeah.
want me to start? When I first became affiliated
yeah,
with the group.
Start from the beginning. Yes.
From
tell,
the beginning.
Tell our listeners who you are and your affiliation with Bloodstone. This is family.
Oh, yeah, this is family. My name is Karen, and I am the gentleman's representative. I'm Bloodstone's rep. It started, I guess about 5 or 6, maybe even 7 years ago. I'm Major Harris's sister. And there was a 70s soul jam.
Stop my heart. You know love won't let me
wait.
Don't do that to me. I got to go put my hand on the album, girl. That brown album with that hat.
I got the album.
Go ahead on, Miss.
The guys were performing in, I think it was Atlantic City. Major was supposed to come in for that show. He could not make it. They won the show with Harold Melvin's Blue Notes and the Delphonics and a few others. Major, he was adamant about me going and introducing myself to Bloodstone and saying hello to them for him. They had never seen me they didn't know me from a can of paint. But I did. I went backstage. I went and introduced myself to them. And maybe, what was it, Donald God? Maybe a year later, I saw them here in Philadelphia at the Armory. Their, at that time, manager, Larry Durham, gave me guest passes, and I was their guest. That's when I actually met them for the second time. About 2 years after that, they were coming to the Dell every year in Philadelphia. And I continued the conversations and the relationship. And then Major passed away in 2012. One of the former members, Charles Love, called me on behalf of Bloodstone to wish me their condolences. And Charles and I talked on the phone for about an hour, if not 2 hours. We just talked about everything from the music business to Major to Bloodstone. About a week after that or a month after that, I got another call from Charles Love, and he was saying, how would you like to be our East Coast representative? At the time, before he called, after Major passed, I decided I was kind of going to hang my hat up as far as the music industry. I was finished. And I told Charles I would get back to him in a couple of weeks. Well, 2 weeks went by. I called him back, and I said, I'll give it a try. At that time, they were supposed to do a show here in Philadelphia in December, I think it was 2013, and the show got canceled, but he had already had me on board. I started making hotel arrangements, and he wanted me to make sure the stage production guy was on point and everything was on point for them. Show got canceled and rescheduled for April. Well, Charles passed that April, I came on board with them. I kept in contact with Charles McCormick and with Harry, and I introduced myself to them over the phone. They already knew who I was, and they had told me that Charles Love spoke very highly of me. He wanted me on board, and I wanted to be on board with them, and that's how the story. That's how my part with Bloodstone started, and I've been with them for going on almost 4 years now.
Wow.
She's a great lady, man, you know, and I mean she's a great lady, you know.
It all started with Major telling her to go see him and tell him I said hi, and we've been knowing her ever since.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a great lady.
Wow. What an absolute blessing.
No, and they've been a blessing. I have never been in a better place. They are the most respectful, funny, hilarious guys, but sometimes when we're together, you know, you can't write the stories that we come up with. It's real TV, but they're a wonderful group to be with, and I couldn't be in a better place. God could not have put me in a better place with a better group at the time that he did.
Wow.
This is Donald again. You know how Karen really won us over? She played it smart on us. She took us and introduced her
introduced us to her mother. And her mother is a Jew. Mama is a Jew.
She is a Jew.
Now,
she
we
is.
All got a new mama. We all got a new mama.
Oh, that's wonderful. How I did it.
Like you didn't know.
I use mom to really get in the door.
Wow.
Mom was putting that chopping wood for you.
Well,
yeah.
It works. Prayers of the righteous avail as much, huh?
It works, cause mom loves you guys like you were her very own.
Yeah, she's great.
Wow. Well, we're going to get ready to listen to some music. Go ahead, Daisy.
I was saying, and you're blessed to still have mom, too. I'd give anything to have my mother right now.
Amen.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am blessed. Mom's 91. She'll be 92 in February.
Isn't that
well,
wonderful?
All right now. Well, she has our heart. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Yes. Well, we are getting ready, and thank you so much, Karen.
No
and
problem,
gentlemen,
pleasure.
Our pleasure. We are honored to have you, and we're going to have you back. We're going to do a show honoring Mr. Major Harris. So if you will please come back sometime in 2018 and indulge us, we would be honored if you would.
No problem. Not a problem.
Daisy will be in touch with you. You know, she got me spoiled like this, so
okay.
I can't help but ask. So I just want to thank all of you for just everything that you do, the stories that you have blessed our stage with, and just all of the music that we grew up on, and, you know, those high notes that we couldn't hit, but we tried anyway. We tried, we tried. We did our thing, especially on Never Let You Go. We wouldn't let you go, but they would let us go if we were doing the singing. So thank God that Bloodstone did it for us, and Natural High is just like the most beautiful song to be able to refer to someone that you don't know, because you know you're always trying to get to know someone better. So when you're able to say, you know, and I don't even know you, you know, that's a lot. I'm giving you all this love and I don't even know you. Partner, you better try to check up on me. So I really love all of your music. We're going to go out on a couple of songs. We have been, as we were on the show, attempting to upload some of your music. But as you know, you own the catalogs, and it is copywritten. And so I'm happy to inform you that we couldn't get everything, but I was trying like a mofo. But you do have that protection, so you all are doing a phenomenal job of that business equation. Marshall Thompson has an equation where he talks about show business is 90% business, 10% show. And so we know that you have been in business for as long as you have because you respect the equation and know what you're doing. So do you have any final words for our listeners, how they can get in touch with you, where you're heading next, any final thoughts that you would have for anyone that you can give them some gems as to maintaining in this business? So let's go around the room one more time.
Also Beverly, okay. new music.
And new
gotcha.
Music, yes.
Gotcha.
Tell us where, you know, take us home with what you're doing on the horizon. All right, go ahead.
All right, here we go. This is Donald Brown once again. We want to just take the opportunity to thank you for allowing us to stand on your platform. And for all your listeners in Chicago, put that extra blanket on the bed, keep it warm, because I know it's cold there, okay? Real talk. Here's what we got. Anything that you need to find on Bloodstone, we just kept it simple in this age of technology. Everybody knows about Facebook. So if you just go on Facebook and you Google up there with a little magnifying glass is, you put in Bloodstone, you can find our website. We're there on Facebook,
And we communicate. I try to keep up with it and reach out to anybody that responds to us and just kind of, you know, make it personal. We like to keep it up close and personal with our fans. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all. Once again, our new music, we're two albums down. I know you said you was trying like a mofo to download it. You can go to CD Baby and get anything that you need. You can do the 99 cent or you can do the 9.95, either way. But we have two albums.
That's
we
right.
Have one album, the oldest album would have been, now that's what I'm talking about. And that was before Charles Love passed. Charles really went pen to paper on that thing. He wrote some beautiful things. Charles McCormick wrote some beautiful things. Harry wrote some beautiful things. I had a few things and a few gems in there. But I guarantee you, it's a mixture between old school and new school music. I'm the youngest one in the group, so I keep them young, you know. So we kind of incorporated that into the
group,
music. Group. We have another album. That album, fellas, what's the name of that last piece we just did? We call it what? Fly Away. Now that mesh is that's kind of tying back into that natural high. Charles McCormick has one on there called Theater Love. It's a beautiful piece. It kind of puts you in the mind of natural high. Harry Williams got one on there that's speaking on what's going on with the shootings and the police brutality and all of that stuff that's going on today. He's addressing all of that. So it's some great music that Bloodstone has out. We took it back home to Kansas City. We used a lot of young writers and producers, just making a platform. And once again, it was Bloodstone allowing themselves to be used in the community and giving back to the community by using some of these young, talented writers. So it's got a young feel to it, but it's still great voices, still those great voices that Bloodstone is so well known for. But you can find any of that material on CD Baby, and you can find our schedule, because we're on the go. We get ready to leave out of here Friday, going to Seattle. It goes from Seattle back on the West Coast, all the way down the coast, across to Texas, all the way over to New York, back down to Atlantic City, Philadelphia, and back home.
Up on the moon.
So, yeah,
up on the moon.
I know that's right.
We got that calendar on there. Yep. You'll see pictures. We call ourselves the swag crew. God is the swag, okay? He's the one that puts the swag on us. Yep. So
okay.
We're strong believers in that. We're believers. We stay close to him. And he guides the way and directs the path for us. And we thank him. We thank y'all. We love y'all. Max said, anything you can do about it, huh, Max?
That's it. We love you, and anything you can do a thing about it.
Yeah. Thank you once again, ladies.
We are so thankful. Thank you so much. And I am on Facebook under facebook.com/tribefamilychannel, on Twitter at tribefamilyus, and on the World Wide Web under gumbleforthesoulinternational.com. I am Beverly Black, and I'm the creator of Soul School Music right here with Marshall Thompson, co-produced by the Queen of Diamonds Brown, Ms. Daisy, helping me hold it down. And so I want to thank all of you, Queen Karen, for putting this together with Daisy. Gentlemen of Bloodstone, you have been phenomenal in all the years, and we hope and pray that you will be giving us many, many more years of music to come. We are going to go out on Natural High and Never Let You Go, and I'm definitely going to go to CD Baby and check it out. But we want to thank our listeners for tuning in to Season 3 of Soul School Music. We are coming back on January 17th, same time, same place, with a tribute to Muhammad Ali with family and friends. Now, I have a special message, and this is for Daisy Brown, and this is for Marshall Thompson, and this is for all of you that love this woman so dearly. And I am going to read from a dissertation by A. Scott Galloway. You may know him. He writes the liner covers for musicians and artists throughout the years. And this is dedicated to Ms. Denise LaSalle. Rest in soul heaven, Ms. Denise LaSalle. In my record retail days, I sold many a platter that mattered, clean and naughty, by this woman, a woman who represented for other women with I did not stutter assuredness and sass. The South adored her, but she had mad love in pockets of L.A. Two, the ones with the rib shacks and the after-hour spots with them good old jukeboxes where grown folk could have a set. Thank you, Ms. LaSalle of LaFleur County, Mississippi, for your unencumbered high-spiritedness. It will shine on. We love you. And that's from our hearts to yours, Daisy, because we know that you love you some Denise LaSalle, and we want her to rest in heaven. It's my honor. It's my pleasure, sweetie, and God bless you, and God bless each and every one of you. Are y'all ready to take this out with Natural High and Never Let You Go?
Yes.
Do it.
Well, all right, then. Well, look, I'm going to be looking for y'all on Facebook. I've already liked a couple of your pages. And I'm also going to be looking for some comp tickets coming all down along California. I'm in California. Y'all can't leave me and go back to the moon without letting me come in and hear y'all play these tunes. Okay? So don't forget to come back
by. All you have to do is keep in touch with Karen, and we can sure make that happen.
Anaheim.
Oh, bless your sweetheart.
We'll be in Anaheim
all
on the 10th.
All I have to say, let's fly away. Hello.
All right.
Well, I heard what you said, Queen, Sister Karen. You'll be in Anaheim on the 10th, and so I definitely want to know how we can make it happen. And so I'll have Daisy connect, and thank you so very much once again for being our special guest on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, co-hosted by a couple of sidekick chicks, Beverly Black and Daisy Brown. So we're going to keep holding it down, and here we go. Y'all have a good one now, all right?
Good night. You too.
Be blessed.
Right,
God bless.
God bless. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Are we off the air?
Not yet.
You'll just give me a chance.
Just keep you from walking.
you very much, ladies and gentlemen. This song is for the children and their dreams. You can be a lawyer, doctor, and even a president. All you got to do is believe.